As we get towards the end of a year, by the way, hi, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. It's a really beautiful time to start with a clean slate. It's an increment that's been measured since last year. And you can take the time now to get in a quiet space and allow yourself to feel and hear and know with as much clarity as possible where you'd like to go for this next year. We can reboot anytime. I talk about this repeatedly. You can reboot after a nap. You can reboot in the morning. You can reboot on Sunday. You can reboot at the end of the month, going into the beginning of the month. You can reboot at the end of a year, going into a new year. You can do it anytime you want. But there are certain times of the year that are super inspiring and motivating. And for those who live in climates where there's snow or the weather has changed and you're spending more time, more downtime, that's a beautiful thing. If you're not in that kind of a climate, then you get to create that. For some people, it's really difficult not to be doing something. They feel lazy. They feel like they're not purposeful. They feel like they should be doing something. But honestly, as you get older, you start to realize that it's not in the doing, it's in the being where the real power and momentum is created. So as you're getting towards the end of something and you're having an opportunity for a fresh start, where do you get your indications of where you want to go next? Where do you get your messages so that you can really start in a powerful way, in inspired action? The difference between inspired action and forcing, pushing, planning, and then executing is that one of those draws you and the other feels hard. The joy is that if you can get quiet now and get out of the doing, and be perceptive, be open, be in possibility, be curious. This is an exceptional time of the year to feel your way into next year's plan, next year's quarterly plan, next year's plan for your year. What would you like to do this next year? What did you get done this year that you really are proud of, that you're really happy with? What would you like to carry forward? What would you like to add? This is the time to quiet yourself so you can hear those things. This week, our coaching is totally geared up towards you envisioning what you want for next year, stepping into vision, but creating a clear space so you can do that. Because you know what's coming next? We're going to create a quarterly plan. And that's going to be hooked to the plan that you have for your entire year. So excited to hear what you're going to plan, what you have going, what's on your mind. But if you don't know yet, this is the time to take a deep breath. Care for yourself. Get quiet. Take a walk out in nature. Play beautiful music that's calming. Clear up some things, clean up some things, organize some things, and listen as you do so, because you're going to get some magnificent downloads. You know where to go for downloads. But my coaching today is partly about not beating yourself up and not trivializing the time that you set aside for this activity of listening. It'll feel like you're doing nothing. And it's the most powerful doing nothing you'll ever do in your life. So wishing you some peaceful times, some break times for you to really listen and really discover where you want to go next. So we can cue that up for next week when you get started on the new year. Have a beautiful day.